Tem, Bruce Rastetter.
Thank you all for joining us today on this very special day for the University of Northern Iowa. I'd like to give a special welcome to our audience following this event being live streamed, especially those watching from UNI. On behalf of the Board of Regents, I wish to take this opportunity to acknowledge President Allen for his incredible leadership of the outstanding university that is UNI. During his tenure, he has made some extremely difficult decisions that have positioned UNI for extraordinary, strong future as we transition to the new president that we announced today. As the selection of a university president is an incredibly important responsibility, the Board of Regents could not accomplish a successful result without the hard work and dedication of many individuals. First and foremost, I'd like to thank each of the 21 members of the UNI Search Committee that put in diligent time during that time, and in particular the co-chairs, Mark Ullman and Farzad, for the work that they did throughout the process. The Board of Regents thanks all the search committee members for their tireless dedication to the search process, their invaluable input, and their passion for this great university. Your hard work is the reason we're able to have a successful outcome today, and we'd ask that the search committee accept our appreciation for that hard work. In executing what we believe is our greatest responsibility as regents, and that is selecting a new university president when that happens. And after a search encompassing several months, the Board of Regents is now ready to introduce the 10th president of the University of Northern Iowa, Dr. William Rood. Dr. Rood comes to the University of Northern Iowa from Shippensburg University of Pennsylvania, where he has served as president since 2007. He brings to the University of Northern Iowa a very strong background and experience in leading a regional, comprehensive, and student-oriented university, very similar to the University of Northern Iowa in its size, its educational programs, its challenges, and its strengths. I am proud to introduce to you and the UNI community and to all Iowans the 10th president of the University of Northern Iowa, Dr. William Rood.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My turn, huh? Okay. It is absolutely my pleasure to accept the opportunity to be the 10th president of the University of Northern Iowa. I'm excited. My wife sends her apologies. My father-in-law has been ill in the last couple months, and she's likely to travel out to Nevada in the next couple days to take care of him. So she truly sends her apologies. She'd like to be here. I really look forward to working with the Board of Regents, the faculty, the staff, the students, the alumni, the community of Cedar Falls, Waterloo, and the entire state of Iowa to not only make the University of Northern Iowa a greater, better place to be, but to make higher education known in the state of Iowa, throughout the United States, throughout North America, and clearly throughout the world. So very excited, looking forward to learning more, looking forward to a great leadership challenge, be happy to answer anybody's questions.
Does any media have any questions? And please identify yourselves, too.
President-elect Rood, I'm Diane Helt with the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
I'm
wondering, what will be some of your first steps to repair some of the relationships on campus that may have been damaged by the past few months?
Oh, great question, Diane. I think the issue is to have, over the next 4 or 5 months, to have some good conversations with the current administration, to have some good conversations with the current leadership, the faculty and staff. But as I said in my interview, I want to listen. I had a supply sergeant in the United States Army that once told me, you got two eyes, you got two ears, you got one mouth. Use them proportionally. So when I first get, it's still true today, that was 35 years ago. I want to get and listen. I want to hear what people have to say. I want to hear what the challenges are. I want to hear what people think the suggestions, solutions are. Because the University of Northern Iowa is a great place, and we need to celebrate the fact that it's a great place. Occasionally we have challenges. We'll work through those challenges. And because of those, we'll be a better place, a better university, and a better institution for the students that attend University of Northern Iowa.
Mackenzie Elmer from the Associated Press. Hi.
Hi, Mackenzie.
What are your plans to avoid any future cuts to programs or any kind of faculty or staff?
To avoid any future cuts? I'm going to call the governor. No. I'm not sure you can ever avoid cuts. I think the challenge is look more positively at it. We need to continue to look at the university. We need to continually look at providing opportunities for students. We need to continue to look at enrollment and enrollment management. We need to continue to promote our fundraising and friend-raising arm of the university. And then we need to continue to work with our Board of Regents to make sure the Board of Regents and the legislature and the governor understand what the needs are at the University of Northern Iowa, what the important pieces are that they can help us support us financially and non-financially, and then clearly to reach out and be collaborative with my colleagues at the University of Iowa and Iowa State University so that we can do things together so that 1 + 1 + 1 equals more than 3.
Lynn Tao with the Northern Iowan.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello. What are you going to do if UNI is censured under your tenure?
Well, hopefully, over the next 4 or 5 months, there can be some conversations to work toward a good solution to that challenge. If it is censured, it will be simple. I want to work with the UNI family, have conversations, look at the procedures, policies, the activities that we've engaged in, and if we are censured, I want to find solutions that cause us to get off the censure list as soon as possible.
I'm Jens Krokstad with the Des Moines Register.
Hi, Jens.
And, I had a question about enrollment. You talked about enrollment management.
Sure.
I'm wondering, what exactly does that entail, and what are some of the strategies you've started in Pennsylvania that you think could be good here?
Great question. One of the things we discovered at Shippensburg is we were working with the admissions office, the registrar's office, the financial aid office. Although we talked about them working together, that didn't always fall into place. We, our dean of admissions left and went to another university. We are replacing him with a new position called Associate Vice President for Enrollment Management. That office encompasses and will look at, supervise, coordinate the Office of the Registrar, the Office of Admissions, and the Office of Financial Aid so that people are talking with each other better. Enrollment management's a science. The private schools are doing it very, very well. We need to look at how they do it. We need to look at all the students who are interested in coming to the University of Northern Iowa. We need to understand that enrollment management is not just the responsibility of those three offices, but it's responsibility of every faculty member, every staff member, every student, every alumni that we deal with in and around the University of Northern Iowa family. So as we get more, better, highly qualified, ready-to-go college students, everything will fall into place, and your enrollment management challenges will continue to be solved by your admissions office, your registrar's office, your financial aid office. We need to look and make sure financial aid is used to the greatest degree possible in terms of tuition set-asides, in terms of scholarships, in terms of opportunities. You know, all too often we look at the sticker price of going to a college or university, and I think the issue becomes is what's the net price of going to a college or university. And we at the University of Northern Iowa need to make sure that we advantage each and every student that wants to come.
Go back to Dean Borg, Iowa Public Television, Iowa Public Radio.
Hi.
What's in your, as fundraising becomes one of the items by which new selectees are put in a position where you are now, what special tool do you have in your bag of tools that will enable you to be effective?
Well, the biggest one I have, Dean, is that I think about fundraising first and fundraising second. If you're really, really good at raising friends, in theory, you never have to ask for any money because everybody is supporting you because they're excited about the programming effort that you're doing. I think I have no more special tools than an awful lot of professionals and an awful lot of people at the University of Northern Iowa. What I think I have is I've got energy, I've got enthusiasm. I want to get out and tell the story of the University of Northern Iowa. I want to make sure that people feel as though they are partners with us. They are not just writing us checks or providing us with other resources. They are partners, they are interested, they are looking toward today's success as well as future success. So that's the skill that I hope to bring sun up to sundown to the University of Northern Iowa.
Emily Christensen, The Courier.
Hi, Em.
Hi. Just a quick question for you. Back to Lynn's question on censure.
Sure.
Obviously, you still have responsibilities at Shippensburg that
Absolutely.
You need to take care of. But will you be able to start working with the faculty, with the people on campus, to possibly get in front of that potential vote in July then?
I don't know. I hope to have conversations with the Board of Regents and the current leadership at the University of Northern Iowa to see what the best route to take will be.
Any other media questions?
Some departments have expressed concern that people aren't interested in filling open positions there. They're not seeing as many applicants. I've just heard that. Is there any discussions you've had or thoughts you have about making that more attractive to filling those positions?
No discussions that I had, but I would hope that each and every unit at the university would put its best foot forward to make sure that each and every position that we have available is as attractive to as many people as possible and as attractive as this presidential position was to me and caused me to be interested in coming to the University of Northern Iowa.
I just had one last question on
sure.
just kind of big picture. I know this will probably change as you get to know you and I better, but what are some things that you know already that you want to tackle first in your
first
months?
Great question. I think a couple thoughts. Number one, you've already asked the question about making sure we provide solutions to some of the AAUP challenges that we have on campus. I think we need to tell and sell the story better. I think I need to get out and meet Iowa. I think we need to make sure that the University of Northern Iowa is in Cedar Falls and Waterloo, but it's also in Iowa, and that we reach as far as we can throughout the 99 counties of the state of Iowa to make sure that whether people are UNI grads, U of I grads, ISU grads, or grads from somewhere else, that they really understand that they've got a comprehensive university that's working on their behalf every day.
Any others? We have time for one more.
In the past couple of years with the budget issues at UNI, it was often mentioned that UNI faces different challenges than Iowa and Iowa State, in part because their enrollment of in-state students is so much higher. Do you think that that makeup should change? There should be more out-of-state students, or you know, what might you do to address those issues?
I think it ought to be celebrated that the University of Northern Iowa has 93% of its students from Iowa. I think it's got to be celebrated that UNI is the backbone of Iowa. At the same time, I think we can't be blinded by the fact that we have a lot of talent in our border states and around the United States. We at Shippensburg have engaged in what we call a tuition advantage program, where we set certain conditions on outstanding students, grade point averages, et cetera, that allow us to reach out to Maryland, Delaware, West Virginia, Virginia, New Jersey, New York, and recruit good students to come to Shippensburg. And we also need to concentrate at UNI at reaching outside the boundaries of the United States and make sure that we continue to attract as many international students as we can, not only for the international student perspective, but for the advantage of our own students at the University of Northern Iowa.
Thank you very much. If you have closing remarks, then we will introduce you to the folks here in the room.
I will close by saying I'm absolutely excited. My wife is more excited than I am. I'm not sure the puppy dog Fuzzy knows, but he's ready to come too. I'm leaving one family at Shippensburg who I've become very, very attached to over the last 6 years. I've already had some conversations with some of them. I'm looking forward to joining the UNI family, and Judy and I hope that we can come and spend a good long time developing and growing and building the University of Northern Iowa as a great institution of higher education. So thank you very much, and it's an absolute joy to be here.